Canada continues to advise travelers not to visit certain regions of Mexico following a new U.S. travel warning. Due to increased criminal activity and kidnapping, the U.S. government issued its highest security warning, Level 4, for travel to several cities in the Tamaulipas state, including Reynosa, Rio Bravo, Valle Hermoso, and San Fernando. Level 4 advisories are issued when travelers are advised to avoid all travel to cities, states, or regions. The U.S. consulate states that it is aware of increasingly frequent gun battles in and around Reynosa. Additionally, the Tamaulipas state issued a warning advising people not to touch improvised explosive devices, IEDs, and to avoid traveling on dirt roads. Criminal organizations frequently use these devices in the region. The American advisory also notes that gun battles, murder, armed robbery, carjacking, kidnapping, forced disappearances, extortion, and sexual assault are common in the state. Criminal groups also target buses and vehicles, taking passengers and demanding ransoms. Canada's Mexico Travel Advisory. Canada also advises travelers against all non-essential travel to the Tamaulipas state, excluding the city of Tampico. This warning is below the U.S.'s current advisory, warning against all travel. Canada's highest security advisory is, avoid all travel. The Canadian government has also issued the avoid all, non-essential, advisory to the following states and regions due to violence and organized crime. Chiapas, excluding the cities of Palenque via Highway 186 from Villahermosa, San Cristobal de las Casas and Tuxtla Gutiérrez. Chihuahua, excluding Chihuahua City. Colima, excluding the city of Manzanillo if accessed by air. Guanajuato, in all areas south of and including Highways 43D and 45D. Guerrero, excluding the cities of Ixtapa, Zihuatanejo if accessed by air. Jalisco, within 50 kilometers of the border with Michoacán State. The Lagunas de Zempoala National Park in Morelos. Michoacán, excluding the cities of Morelia and Pátzcuaro. Nayarit, within 20 kilometers of the border with the states of Sinaloa and Durango. Nuevo León, excluding the city of Monterrey. Sinaloa, excluding the city of Los Mochis. Sonora, excluding the cities of Hermosillo, Guaymas, San Carlos and Puerto Peñasco. Zacatecas, excluding Zacatecas City. Both Canada and the United States advise travelers to exercise a high degree of caution in the entire country due to the ongoing high levels of criminal activity and kidnapping. The Canadian government warns of increased violence and tensions on the borders of Mexico and the United States, as well as Mexico and Guatemala. Confrontations between organized criminal groups and Mexican security forces can lead to shootouts, attacks, and illegal roadblocks. Travelers should travel by air instead of by vehicle to avoid being involved in a dangerous situation. If they must cross a land border, drivers should remain vigilant, not travel at night, and only use official border crossings. Canada has also recently warned of violent clashes between rival armed groups in Culiacán, Mazatlán and their surrounding areas. Travelers in these areas should practice the following safety precautions. Exercise extreme caution. Limit your movements. Monitor local media for the latest information. Follow the instructions of local authorities. Other considerations for travel to Mexico right now, including to popular tourist zones. Petty theft, including purse and bag snatching, is also common, particularly in popular tourist areas or during crowded festivals or protests. Remain vigilant in bus stations, buses, and the Mexico City metro system. Many robberies happen at airports, currency exchange bureaus, or ATMs. If you are caught committing a crime, even a minor one such as smoking outside a public building or public urination, you could be detained. Penalties for breaking the law in Mexico can be more severe than in Canada. Travelers can be held in pre-trial detention for 72 hours before a trial. Mexican authorities have made efforts to protect major tourist destinations, resulting in lower levels of gang-related violence in these areas. Some popular destinations for Metro Vancouver travelers include the Mayan Riviera, Cancun, Puerto Vallarta, and Los Cabos. However, travelers to popular tourist areas should still keep safety top of mind, and avoid going out after dark, particularly alone or to less busy areas. Travelers should be wary of accepting drinks or food from new acquaintances and never leave items unattended or in the care of strangers. They can also order drinks in sealed bottles or cans instead of in plastic cups. Kidnappings, including express kidnappings, occur frequently throughout Mexico. To avoid being a victim, travelers should only use reputable cab companies or ride-sharing apps. Avoid hailing taxis on the street. If you're threatened by armed criminals, stay calm and don't resist. In some cases, hotel employees, taxi drivers, and security personnel at popular tourist destinations have physically or sexually assaulted Canadian travelers. Victims of sexual violence should consult the Government of Canada and the British Embassy in Mexico City. Tourists to Mexico for trips less than 180 days must get a multiple immigration form, FMM, or tourist card. If they don't, they may face expulsion, detention, or a fine. Keep this card on you at all times as legal proof of your legal stay. Canadians should always register trips they take online before they leave so that the government can contact them in an emergency. Passports and other important documents should always be kept secure. Travelers should avoid showing signs of affluence, including wearing flashy jewelry and designer brands. Find more information about exciting destinations in BC and across the globe, as well as travel deals and tips, by signing up for VIA's weekly travel newsletter, The Wanderer. Since travel deals can sell out, find out the day they are posted by signing up for our daily travel deals newsletter. Want to learn more about a specific destination or have a travel concern or idea you would like VIA to write about? Email us at alana@vancouverisawesome.com. Send us stories about recent holidays that you've been on, or if you have any tips you think our readers should know about.